New year, new me. Look, in this video, I'm gonna share with you my top 10 picks in terms of books to read. And again, I was never really a fan of reading up until a few years ago when I realized that the types of books I wanna read are more for self-development, growth, and mindset. For me personally, I would rather go to Netflix when it comes to escapism or even watching rugby league because I'm a huge fan. So in this video, I'm gonna share with you my top 10 picks in that niche. If you're someone that wants to read fiction books, this is probably not the video for you, but for everyone else, definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name is Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Occasionally, we'll refer to a list of books that can help us get to those goals quicker. So definitely watch all the way through. Now, as I mentioned in a video earlier this week, and you should definitely go check it out, it's regarding my goals for 2023. One of the goals was to read one book every single week of 2023. Now, this is going to be a stretch for me, but I'm definitely willing to commit to the goal. And if I end up getting to 50 books instead of 52, I will still be happy. Because it was significantly higher than what I've done in previous years. Now, as a result of that, I need to go out there and research for the right books to read. Because again, if you read something that you're not really into, you're not gonna ever hit those goals. So for you, it might be 10 books, it might be one book every month, it might be 20 books, it doesn't really matter. What matters is you're reading the right things for your situation. Now, I did say at the beginning of this video that for me, escapism is really in the form of Netflix, watching shows, and YouTube. I don't really get that from books, personally. Now, I know plenty of people that enjoy reading books, they get really into it. And I know my partner as well enjoys those books as well. So for me personally, I would like to focus on something that's gonna help me get some value out of. And if you're in the same boat, this is definitely the video for you. I did make a recommended list last year. So if you've missed that one, definitely go add that one as well. Check it out here. I break down each of those books and what they're about. So you can definitely go check it out. And in the link in the description below, I actually had in that video links so you can go and purchase the book as well. We're gonna do the exact same thing here right now. Now, number one recommendation I have for 2023 for you is to go and get a Kindle. Now, you might be someone that goes, nah, I'm not into that. I don't want to look at another screen after looking at my phone. And that's fair enough. And you might also be someone that goes, well, I like the physical touch of paper, like books. And I used to be the same. So I would go out there, I'd make post-it notes, I'd go and sticky notes as well, notes and thoughts I had. And then I realized that if I go and transition to a Kindle, it's going to help me with two things. One, I can highlight everything in the actual Kindle. And then I can actually extract that out as notes on a Word document. So for me, that means a more efficient process, which means I'm going to get more done. In addition to that, I can also go through the book. Sometimes you might be reading a book and you go, oh shit, I don't know what that means. And then you can click on it. And with the Kindle, you can get a definition right there and then. That allows you to be in the flow state of what you're doing at that moment and not get distracted. Most likely, if you don't know what they're talking about, you're going to go to your phone and then your phone has a few notifications and now suddenly you're off track. So highly recommend getting a Kindle. I'll link the exact one I have in the description below, along with all the books I mentioned in this video. It does go and help support the channel. So if you are looking at wanting to buy these books, if you use the link in the description below, it'll help me out as well. So in no particular order, let's jump into the first one. Outliers, The Story of Success by Malcolm Gladwell. This book focuses more on where people are from rather than just their successful traits. Now, it's different because most books are just focusing on successful people and what they do. And that's great because, you know, there's some books on this list that definitely concentrate on that. But I found that this book is doing the opposite. And now I haven't read any of these books on this list except for maybe one or two, which I'm going to reread again in 2023. But from what I can gather, this book is more about where people are from rather than the actual traits they already have. This probably provides more context for when you're trying to create an environment for yourself to be in the best position possible to go and achieve your goals. The next book is Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. Now, I probably butchered his name, but what I'm not going to butcher is exactly what this book is about because it's probably something that really ties into how I think on a day-to-day basis. So I'm very excited to read this one. It came out in 2013, so it's been 10 years now, but I know that it's going to hold well and true and resonate through time. The main theme in this book is about how you can be in two different systems. One system is where you're really moving spontaneously based on emotions, and then you've got one that's a bit more slower and in its approach, it's more strategic. And a combination of these things allow you to get to your goals faster. When I look at my own life and how I do this, it's sort of going around, you know, having these big goals and being patient with those goals and achieving those. But on the day to day, you need to be fast with your hands. Gary Vee talks about this all the time. And that's why you're going to find his books featured in last year's recommendations. So definitely go check out that video as well as all of the books that I recommended in that. But this really speaks well to me because that's how I operate anyway. And having someone further emphasize that with some examples is something I'm really interested in reading about. The next book I have on this list is called Chill and Prosper, The New Way to Grow Your Business, Make Millions and Change the World by Denise Duffield Thomas. Now this book came out only a couple of months ago and I'm very excited to read it because it's more about how you can go and utilize your time, enjoy the process of what you're trying to do, but also have that mentality of wealth and building up something. So in this case, if you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneur and building your own business or a side hustle, then you could go and focus on still being wealthy and having that wealthy mindset. Having that balance between all aspects of your life is very important. And that's why I got drawn to this book, especially because it is more relevant in terms of time. It only came out a couple of months ago. So I think the examples and case studies used in this book are probably going to be more relevant to today. Getting this far into the list without mentioning something that's specific about money is probably not going to do it justice. So You Are a Badass at Making Money, Master the Mindset of Wealth by Jen Sincero. Now, again, I probably butchered his name, but what I know is that wealth is very important. Financial freedom is very important, is why you're here. It's probably why you're wanting to go through this list to go, okay, I want to target different ways, different areas of my mind when it comes to what I want to get from these books. And that's how I'm approaching this, is I don't want to have 10, 15 books about real estate investing or all about just investing or just about money mindset. What I want to do is go and hit my brain from different angles so I can help support the development of what I want to do this year. It's all about personal growth for me. So there's going to be books that I know later this year that I'll read, which will be more scientific based, health based, psychological based. And there are a lot of books that I'll traditionally be drawn to because they are about money, they're about investing, and that's the sort of stuff I like anyway. That's why I've got a YouTube channel, come on. Now, what I do find is with a lot of these books, they're all based in the US and they're markets that, you know, we're not really playing in here in Australia, but I think there's still plenty of lessons and skills we can learn from these people that are being very successful overseas as well. Now, I'm not just referring to the stuff in the US. I've actually bought books for like 50 or 60 bucks because it was some small creator that was talking about something so niche that I really wanted to know about. And another advantage of the whole Kindle is the fact that the Kindle books are significantly cheaper than the paperback. For example, what I found is usually about 40 to 50% cheaper if you're going to go through the Kindle option. So again, when you're using the Kindle, it's so good for when you're traveling. I remember charging it once, you know, before I left, got it to 100%. And 5 weeks later, I still had enough battery. So I didn't have to charge it the whole way through. You can charge it through a USB. So it's not as bad as what people think, like their phones, which you have to charge every day. The Kindle retains its charge because it is just that. It's an ebook reader. And because the lights aren't so draining, it's not like looking on your screen on your phone. You should definitely go get that. And then you can also get the cheaper books. As I said, this list is probably going to be a little diverse, but it's always about just developing myself and personal growth. So this one's called Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before by Dr. Julie Smith. Now, Dr. Julie Smith has some really good advice, some really expert advice when it comes to mental health, especially when we're stressed out or things aren't going our way. We can definitely see a lot of people in our own lives that have reached a high level of success, but then ultimately their downfall is their own mindset. It's us that hold ourselves back. In your case, you might be doing really well, but you're feeling like you're unsatisfied, you're not fulfilled. And it's something I want to share in that experience as I go through it. The next book I have on this list is Adam Cam's Savage Wisdom, Inspiration with an Edge by Adam Cam. Now, if you don't follow Adam Cam on Instagram, I definitely urge you to go follow his stuff if you're someone that's not going to get triggered. Now, I don't know if that's the point, like you want to get triggered to be able to shift a change, and it might be, but he's the type of guy that I follow on Instagram and the message that I like to get across for myself. I don't need someone to sort of sugarcoat things when they're sending me messages when it comes to like, hey, you need to change, you need to do this, you need to do that. I think some people really like the, say, Jay Shetty approach, which is a bit more soft-spoken. It's really good for the target market, and you might be someone that really likes his stuff. But what I found for me personally is I need someone's voice to be more hard-hitting. So when it comes to Gary Vee, he says it how it is. Adam Cam is exactly the same when it comes to his approach. It's no filter and it's very direct. So if you're someone that doesn't really like that approach, his book's probably not for you. But go and check out his Instagram. You'll get a feel of his type of flow when it comes to talking. And the good thing about this book is it's under Kindle Unlimited. So you can pretty much get a trial for free, be able to download the book and read it as well. So that's a really cool benefit. Now, I've only got a couple of books left. And the next one is something that got featured last year on that list that I created, but I have to read this again. It definitely challenged the way I thought about everyday life and is actually the reason why I got into a proper process of working out. I read this while I was away in Europe, continued reading it, and then I was like, oh my God, like why have I not been working out at least 5 times a week? And so I started getting into that groove. Obviously we've had Christmas and the holidays, but I'm back into it already this week. It's The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, A Guide to Wealth and Happiness. Now this is such a good book. It is super underrated and is why I'm going back to read it again. I've made notes on this book and I will go and read those notes, but I will also go read the entire book. And the reason I really liked this was it was an approach by someone who is so knowledgeable and it brings together a lot of his thoughts. If you follow him on Twitter, you'll get a really good idea of his flow and what he's thinking. But there's very special people in this world and I think he's one of them where he's wired differently. So if you can go and take at least 2 or 3 nuggets out of this book, you're going to do substantially better in your own life. I think it's like $2 or $3 on Kindle, so definitely go check it out. The next book I have is Exactly Where to Start, The Practical Guide to Turn Your Big Idea into Reality by Phil M. Jones. Now this book is really about getting started when it comes to a side hustle or goal or an idea that you've got where you just want to go, how do I get this into becoming a reality? This is very important because a lot of people I speak to, you know, whether it's strategy sessions or, you know, people I get emails from, and they're in this position where you know what you want to do. You know that there's a goal, bigger picture, and, you know, there's aspirations around it, but there's no practical next steps or guides to get you started. Now, if you are interested in knowing how to go from a simple idea that you wrote down on, you know, a notepad or on your phone to actually bringing it into reality and maybe making an extra $10,000 to $20,000 a year, definitely comment down below, retire with side hustle, and I will go and make that guide for you specifically. Speaking of side hustles, what if it does work out? How a Side Hustle Can Change Your Life by Susie Moore. Now, again, I think this one was featured in last year's list as well, but it had to be read again. And it's very important because I think a lot of people, when we approach an idea or things that we're gonna go and start in our own lives, it's really an invitation for everyone around us that are gonna spread their negativity and go, what happens if it doesn't work out? And this book really flips it around and goes, what happens if it does work out? And it's just a shift from a negative mindset to a positive one. And it's natural for a lot of people around us to, you know, shit on our idea, and they might be there to protect us, but in reality, they're not really letting that idea breathe, give it some air, and give it some more energy to actually go and flourish into being something. The thing is, what if it doesn't work out? Like, what are you gonna actually lose? Maybe 6 months, maybe $10,000 at most if you're creating a business that, you know, is a side hustle. But what you can do is, as part of a lean startup, you can go and reduce your costs, reduce your overheads, and now we live in an age where internet businesses exist. So you can go out there and do a bunch of things online and then be able to build a business off the back of that. And finally, a book by Robert Kiyosaki that I had to mention, and it's probably my favorite book that he's ever written, and it's called Fake. Fake Money, Fake Teachers, Fake Assets, How Lies Are Making the Poor and Middle Class Poorer. This, I think, is a must read in 2023. It's more important now than ever before. We've had so much money being printed in the economy. You've gone out there, we've seen inflation, we've seen interest rates go up, and this is all spoken about in this book. It came out in 2019, and I read it in 2019, and then everything unfolded.
And I was like, freaking hell, this is good.
So I think I've read this twice already. I will read it again in 2023. And the reason I go back and read things is because 6 months later or a year later, I've changed as a person. My perspective on life, my lens on life has changed. And that means I'm bringing unique experience, a unique perspective to reading something I've read before. So there's certain things that I'll pick up again that I didn't pick up the first time because I was in a different mindset. So a lot of these books that I am going to go read again, I've made notes on. So I'm going to go through the notes again and see if there is value for me to go and read the book again. I will go and do that. But the reason I've made this list is because I've spent a lot of the holidays looking at, you know, what other people are reading, what are the books that I really resonate with, and going out there and saying, I'm going to read one every week means I need 52 books this year. So if you have any recommendations, definitely drop a comment down below with what book you think I should go and definitely read in 2023. If you guys are interested in more of summaries of these books, let me know as well. I'd love to make those for you. But thank you so much for watching this video. If you are interested in more content like this, because this year is going to be the biggest year on YouTube, then definitely go and smash that subscribe button and share this with maybe your sibling or your partner so that you guys can be on the same page when it comes to mindset, personal growth in 2023. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.